A recount is likely in the Missouri Right to Farm Amendment, which was narrowly passed by just 2,500 votes out of nearly 1 million cast on August 5th. Senator Roy Blunt said last week at the Missouri State Fair that the amendment is important for agriculture.
I was Secretary of State for 8 years. My guess would be that this is a narrow margin, but a margin that holds up, and it makes a long time difference. I think putting this in the Constitution matters. It matters when something comes up on the floor of the General Assembly and others can stand up and say, wait a minute, the Constitution of the state of Missouri says that this, what we're talking about, is something that's uniquely protected in the Constitution. Makes a difference in court, I would think, if people have to go to court to contend that they uphold their rights. And in all of the discussion of whether this benefits big farms or little farms, my sense is that big farms can generally take care of themselves. That family farms are much more likely to be impacted by rules that don't make sense.
Support for the amendment in the state began to waver when the Humane Society of the United States and other groups began an aggressive campaign in the final weeks before the vote, which Congressman Blaine Lucktemeyer of Missouri says caused a lot of confusion among voters.
It was a tough issue. There was a lot of concern about it. My office got a lot of calls on it, in fact, the last few weeks, and I tell people the best thing that happened is that people called. They were concerned enough because of the confusions out there that they took the time to call. And we could explain to them that this was an important issue because it puts a hurdle in the way. It puts one more barrier for HSUS to come in and negatively impact our way of life, our agricultural industry as a whole, and our food supply in general. We're going to continue to work with you and support you whenever, if they do a recount on it.
Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst says the narrow margin of passage for the amendment shows just how much every vote counts.
I know lots of our members that either through phone calls, social media or whatever, communicated personally with 2,500 people. I mean, you can look across the state and probably find a dozen people that may have won this election by themselves, everything else being equal. So you hear people once in a while say, oh, my vote doesn't count. Oh, my work won't matter. Yeah, it does.
The results of the vote are expected to be certified by August 26th, at which point a recount is likely. But Hurst calls it just a formality and expects passage of the amendment to stand. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.